Hello, this is Shibu Ucharyan, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is January the 5th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Genesis chapters 13 to 15. Our true wealth originates from God alone. We read in Genesis chapter 14 verses 21 to 24 like this. Now the king of Sodom said to Abram, "Give me the persons and take the goods for yourself." But Abram said to the king of Sodom, "I have raised my hand to the Lord God Most High, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will take nothing from a thread to a sandal strap, and that I will not take anything that is yours, lest you should say, 'I have made Abram rich,' except only what the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men who went with me, Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre. Let them take their portion." The background of this story is described in the beginnings of this chapter, when four kings made war with five other kings that include Bera, the king of Sodom. During the battle, these four kings plundered Sodom and Gomorrah and took all the goods from there along with Lot, Abram's nephew. When Abram heard that his nephew was taken captive, he chased after this army with his 318 trained servants, eventually attacking them and reclaimed back Lot along with the other captives that included women and all their goods. According to the war customs still existing among the Arab tribes in those days, Abram could have kept back all the recovered goods and people for himself, and his inherent right was acknowledged by Bera, the king of Sodom. The king of Sodom said in effect, "Give me the persons, you take all the material things." In reacting to this proposal, Abram's reply teaches us two valuable lessons that we should retain for our lives as well. First, all the wealth that we possess originates from God alone. Abram replied that he wouldn't take anything from the king of Sodom, even a thread or a sandal strap, for the simple reason that the king of Sodom should never boast in the future that his liberality had made Abram rich. Also, he did not want to be obligated to the king of Sodom and wanted to demonstrate his total allegiance to God alone. His refusal to take any reward from the king of Sodom also attests to Abram's independence of any human support. God and God alone was his source of supply. However, the most important reason that Abram refused to take anything from the king of Sodom was because he believed that his wealth and inheritance came from God alone. The writer of Hebrews makes this clear for us as we read in Hebrews chapter 11 verse number 10 like this. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise, for he waited for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Second, people are more valuable than all the material goods in this world. When the king of Sodom offered to give away all the goods to Abram that they had recaptured back from the enemy in exchange for his trained men, Abram refused, knowing fully well the value of his people. He took only food for his men and gave his allies the liberty to accept the spoils that were due them. Abram understood the value of a human soul could not be compared to earthly goods, just as Jesus has attested in Mark chapter 8 verses 36 to 37. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Let us be aware that God is the source of all our blessings. As we read in James 1:17 like this. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Let us also not forget that Satan still tempts us to be occupied with the toys of dust while people around us are perishing. Let us give value to people, not goods or gadgets. Remember, Abram was tempted to use God's victory for personal gain, but he refused the offer. After every battle, remember to give God the glory. Let us be cautious of Satan's schemes to sell us short. For we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices.